Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A recent five-year research study has revealed that an overwhelming majority of biologists from various academic institutions confirm that a human life begins at fertilization. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of Christian Civil Rights Watch, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a five-year research study. Stephen Jacobs was a University of Chicago PhD candidate. He recently successfully defended his dissertation, so now he is a PhD, Dr. Jacobs. And the dissertation was called Balancing Abortion Rights and Fetal Rights, a Mixed Methods Mediation of the U.S. Abortion Debate. For his research, Jacobs recruited 5,502 academic biologists to participate in his thesis study, Biologists' Consensus on When Life Begins. He finds that biologists identified themselves as very pro-choice, very pro-life, very liberal, very conservative, strong Democrats, and strong Republicans. That's how they identified themselves. But this study, after 5 years, the research showed that 95%, 5,212 out of the 5,502 biologists affirmed that biological view that a human life begins at fertilization.
95%.
So in other words, there are 5% of these biologists who are completely detached from scientific reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's no way from a science standpoint you can conclude anything else.
So that's agenda driven. So 5% of them, their agenda is so strong that it would override their credibility as scientists.
Yeah. 95%. Actually, you know, it should be 100%, but 95% is huge.
It's huge.
These are academicians. These are people at various academic institutions that teach biology to students. 95% of those, 5,212 of 5,502 say that a human life begins at fertilization. I mean, it's a no-brainer, frankly. You know, during the survey, Jacobs asked the biologists to agree or disagree with two implicit statements. One, the end product of mammalian fertilization is a fertilized egg, zygote, a new mammalian organization in the first stage of its species life cycle with its species genome. Approximately 90% agreed the development of a mammal begins at the moment of fertilization. You know, the second one was the development of a mammal begins with fertilization, a process by which the spermatozoon from the male and the oocyte from the female unite to give rise to a new organism, the zygote. More than 75% agreed that fertilization marks the beginning of a human's life. Then the participants were given an open-ended essay question and asked to answer from a biological perspective. When does human life begin? 90% of biologists who describe themselves as very pro-life said at the moment of fertilization. Almost 75% of those who called themselves pro-choice, and approximately 60% of those who identified themselves as very pro-choice answered the same. So it's interesting that their personal ideology affects their scientific conclusions.
You know, and Jacobs, who is a Christian, by the way, pursued this with a lot of challenges. Let's say a lot of his researchers, his mentors, all those really did not want him to complete this.
Yeah.
And they gave him a very difficult time. A lot of the biologists said some not very nice things to him, you know, and so it was 5 years of a lot of challenge for him to achieve this. And he surveyed almost 3,000 American adults and discovered that a large majority of them believe the question, when does a human life begin, is mm-hmm. important to the discussion of the yeah. abortion debate,
and
right?
And Jacob's research suggests that 83% yeah. of what he calls in his survey pro-choice. I would call them pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion, yeah.
There's no choice involved. But at any rate, what he calls pro-choice, pro-abortion participants, believed that support for legal abortion would decrease, quote, if it became common knowledge that fetuses, in his term, are biological humans at fertilization. Uh-huh. So if the common public believed that the child is a human being at the moment of fertilization, they think that abortion or support for it would decrease.
Not if they believe, if it became common knowledge.
Right.
That fetuses are biological humans at fertilization, they would change their mind. And in lies the propaganda that we hear from the pro-abortion left, saying, oh, it's just an unviable mass of tissue. Oh, it's just a clump of cells. Because they have to, just like Hitler and the Nazis did with the Jewish people, they have to dehumanize unborn people so that they can kill them with impunity.
And that's what they do. Planned Parenthood does with women. They come in, asking or considering abortion. They tell them, oh, it's just a blob of tissue. They don't let them see the sonogram. They don't let them see the actual baby that's growing in them.
Yeah.
You know, so they try as best they can to deny this is a human being. The only difference between you and this baby in the womb is time.
Yeah.
Time.
You know, I know they use these dehumanizing words. I know fetus is a biological or scientific term, but they use that to dehumanize. Mm-hmm. It's an unborn child. It is what it is. It's an unborn child. Just like your derma, it's your skin. You know, you go to a doctor and you have itchiness on your skin and the doctor gives you a diagnosis, quote unquote. Oh, you've got dermatitis. So you think, oh, that's wonderful. I got my idea. I know what I have now. Well, what
it
is your skin is itchy.
Yeah.
Your skin is itchy.
You're making me itch.
Dermatitis. You know, but a fetus, they use that term, at least the pro-abortion people use it. They use pro-choice instead of what they really are, pro-death, because it's not choice.
Genocide, yeah.
They don't want choice for the women. They'll use fetus. They'll use product of conception. You know, when I was a pastor back in 1983, I was not aware of the whole issue of the abortion debate. And I watched this documentary, this movie back then, called Assignment Life. And it showed a first trimester abortion, a suction tube abortion. These are the first trimester, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, something like that. In that early time frame, when you just learn that you're pregnant. And when you look at that, when I did, and I saw, this is a human being. When you look at the baby body parts that they have to assemble, just to make sure that they got everything, they put the little baby body parts there on the table. It's undeniable. It's the same question, Matt, that the Supreme Court punted on in its decision, January 22, 1973, they said that we do not need to decide the question of when human life begins.
Uh-huh.
But they acknowledge that if, in fact, it begins at conception, which they knew it did.
Uh-huh.
They knew it did. Free ultrasound, they knew it did. You go back to the 1965 Life magazine photos in the womb. It was well, well known. They said that would come to a fundamentally different question and a result. But we don't need to decide it. Let's just kick that can down the road.
Yeah, down the road. Well, the can's been kicked down the road. We now know scientifically it's been concluded what we already knew, that a fetus, the Latin word fetus, which of course they don't like to talk about the fact, what does fetus mean in Latin? Little one, young one, or young child. So they sanitize the language by using the scientific fetus to try to confuse people, because it doesn't sound good when you say a woman has a right, you know, to terminate the young one, the young child, or the little one.
Yeah, the product of conception. It's all part of the dehumanization. But you know what? Science is continuing to advance, and even the younger generation growing up with nothing but knowing abortion, they know friends, they know family, they know relatives, they know people where they see the 3 and now 4D ultrasound of the baby in the womb. It's undeniable. People post it on their Facebooks all the time.
Right.
It's undeniable.
And that happened to Abby Johnson. You know, she was a former director of Planned Parenthood, part of thousands of abortions, but that one day when she saw the ultrasound of that baby changed her life.
Yeah, she saw the ultrasound of that baby being sucked out in a vacuum tube. I believe, and you, I encourage you to pray, that abortion will end, but I believe it will end in our lifetime, at least at the United States Supreme Court and most states and maybe across the country. But continue to pray for the sanctity of human life. Join us at libertycouncillc.org as we continue to fight for the unborn and be a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.